Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Disney is trying to indoctrinate your children yet again, doubling down on the brainwashing of children. How do we know this? Well, even though their stock is down, you know, 70, 80, 90% basically year over year right now, does it really matter? No, because Disney's too big to fail, right? So much so that Disney Channel has now introduced its first ever transgendered character on Raven's Home, making history for the LGBTQ representation. You belong in this world and are included. Disney, taking this big step in the movement towards increased diversity and inclusion in the entertainment industry, is what they said. And the Disney Channel recently introduced that first ever transgender character, the reboot of That's So Raven. Actress Juliana Joel plays Nikki, a reoccurring character who serves as the assistant to Raven, the show's tutorial character. Joel, they say, is openly trans and an advocate for the LGBTQ community. So it's not just someone that's trans. No, no, no. They're going to be an advocate. They're going to be an activist for the LGBTQIA ... community. She even shared the Instagram post to express her gratitude towards the staff of the cast of That's So Raven, talking about how great it's going to be. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. 751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. First out, she writes, trans character on Disney Channel. I can finally share that I've joined season 5 cast of Raven's Home on Disney Channel. A personal story, she said, I shared with Raven on set. Growing up as a kid in Florida, like many other kids, I dreamt of being on the Disney Channel. Specifically on That So Raven. It was my favorite show, and Raven Boxer was my best friend in my mind. It was my escape from what I was doing through, going through internally. Coming from a typical Puerto Rican family, I didn't think about being an actor was or being thought being an actor was even possible, especially for someone like me. Thought you had to be born into that world. Fast forward to becoming an actor, I then told myself I wasn't young enough to be on a Disney anymore. And even if that wasn't the case, I'm trans, all capital letters. I'd never seen an out trans actor or character on the Disney Channel ever, all capital letters. Needless to say, I cried in my dressing room after walking into the set for the first time. It was a moment where it hit me that I not only get to live out my childhood dream on a version of my favorite show, I get to do it as an authentic self and with a character that is openly trans. But it was really more than just being on the show. With all of the anti-trans hate and narratives in media and society, it was a win. I claimed a dream and space for myself while so much of the world's trying to erase me and my community. And now I get to be that person I wish I had to watch on TV growing up. So never tell yourself it can't happen because it can in ways you never dreamt possible. All right, now, she also gives a massive shout out to the writer of this episode who created the character Nikki. She's such a talented bad A person and comic genius, she went on to write. Here's the thing I got to go back to in this, you know, supposed to pull on your heartstrings story. Quote, with all the anti-trans hate and narratives in the media and society, it was a win. Is there a lot of hate right now of anti-trans? I would say no. And narratives in the media? I would also say no. The media is now supporting the LGBTQIA .. community more than anywhere else. In fact, you can now come out and be openly gay, lesbian, trans, and people will celebrate you and send you money. Right? Like, it's a big deal now to do this. Like, it's being trans is like now a thing. Like, being trans is a big deal. In fact, being trans, it looks like, can actually help you get a job now at Disney, because Disney has decided their job is to indoctrinate all of your children to believe that they are not actually traditional anymore. Remember, it's no longer boys and girls, moms and dads, brothers and sisters. No. It's now generic. It's all about being generic now. Right? Dreamers of all ages, right? We don't talk about if someone's a chick or a dude. No. Not at Disney. We don't want somebody at Disney that's dressed up like a princess. We even call her a princess anymore. Why? Because they may be dressing that child up against a child's will. So that's why we don't do it. We say dreamers of all ages because that is inclusive. That makes everything better. That makes everything work out. If you think Disney's going to back down from their dream of totally taking over your child's mind and indoctrinating your child and turning your child against your traditional values, you're wrong. If you thought that they're, if you thought, and I mean this seriously, that they were going to back off because the price of their stock went down or they were exposed, you're wrong. In fact, I think it's now accelerating Disney in a radical way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect example of Disney refusing to listen to what the people are saying because they're so hell-bent on distorting your child's mind and turning your kids against you. There's this new leaked Baymax video from Disney where it actually shows a guy, a man, recommending the type of feminine menstrual pads he uses. Now, this is a cartoon character blob-like thing in a store shopping, right? Like, which is a foreign to him. And they've decided at Disney to use this moment to try to indoctrinate your kids that feminine products, right, for women, tampons and pads and everything else, can somehow actually be used by men, and that's totally normal. And you will hear in here them, all these different shoppers in the store, giving this cartoon character suggestions on which maxi pads or which tampons to purchase. Now, again, this is Disney, and this is not a scenario, by the way, that any kid would care about. Like, you get what I'm saying? That's how you know it's indoctrination. This is not about entertainment, what I'm telling you about right now. There's no way that they're in a room coming up with a movie and they're saying, oh, you know what would be funny? Or you know what the audience would really love? This is, okay, we're doing a movie, and let's do something else here a little bit different. Let's indoctrinate kids by telling the kids, right, that this is the thing. We'll tell kids that it is totally normal for a dude to have maxi pads or tampons. I mean this. All right, I'll play the game. Where are you going to put the maxi pad and where are you going to put the tampon? And don't say generically down there. I'm being serious. So how is that going to work and what's it going to stop? Because men don't have cycles. So how are you going to stop this? We stop it by asking questions. We stop it by refusing to give companies like Disney the money and the power to indoctrinate our children. Now, I'm going to play for you this audio because it's important that you hear it. But this is a scenario that doesn't exist, and they're forcing a scenario on children to indoctrinate them to believe that a dude can have a period.
Excuse me, which of these products would you recommend?
These are the tampons I usually use.
Thank you.
I prefer pads. They're more comfortable for me.
Thank you.
I always get the ones with wings.
Thank you.
Get them scented and bleach free if you can.
Thank you.
Yo, my daughter loves these.
Thank you.
These might be easier if it's her first period.
These are really environmentally friendly.
There's a dude that says, I like the wings. I always use these. You really think this is a scene that was written not to indoctrinate your child? CNN, by the way, really pushing on this issue. CNN's Jake Tapper to Stacey Abrams. He asked the question, should companies like Disney and Netflix pull their business from Georgia if abortion restrictions go into effect? Because Disney's come out saying they disagree with the Supreme Court. They basically think the Supreme Court should be thrown out. It should be overrun, pack the court. They don't believe in law and order. They don't believe in the rule of law. And listen to this one-on-one with Georgia candidate for governor. By the way, Stacey Abrams never conceded the last election, but somehow she's running for this election, which wouldn't that mean by default she had to concede at the last election she lost? Well, she's now going after Disney and Netflix and other places are you know, saying, well, maybe, you know, of course I need them to stay in Georgia, but they should, you know, they got to stand up to these evil laws. Listen.
Many businesses such as Disney and Netflix have expressed their opposition to the so-called heartbeat abortion ban in Georgia when it was passed in 2019. Do you think those companies should pull their businesses from Georgia when and if this abortion restriction goes into effect?
There it is. Disney, should you leave? You think Disney should do this? You think this is something important? I mean, do you think Disney should just pull out of your state? Now, this is a woman that wants to be the governor. And of course, her response is predictable, right? She's going to say, well, if I'm the governor, if I'm in charge, of course not. But these evil Republicans, well, there's consequences.
Let's be clear. This abortion restriction, this extreme ban will take effect in a matter of days. The attorney general and the governor have already gone to the 11th Circuit to ask for the stay to be lifted. I would tell every single business and every single woman that they should do what is best for the women who work for them. They need to make certain that they are accommodating the very real health care challenges that will face women in the state of Georgia. It is my hope that we will be able to reverse this law by passing new legislation in 2023, because we also know that Brian Kemp intends to make it even more difficult for women. He intends to add incest and rape as prohibitions. He has already broken our healthcare system by refusing to expand Medicaid, and Georgia already has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the nation. And so I would tell anyone, whether you are a business or a citizen thinking about being in Georgia, to take into very real consideration the danger that Brian Kemp poses to the life and welfare of women in this state.
There it is. And so, in other words, yes, pull out if I don't win. She's no different than Disney, right? If you don't believe what I believe, then the hell with you. And she wants the state to burn unless you elect her. Disney's the same way. You either hand over your kid to us and let us indoctrinate your kid with the values that we believe that your child should believe in. And if you don't, then you can get the hell out of our business. We don't care. Now, Disney does this all under the disguise, though, of it being Mickey Mouse's World of Amazing, Wonderful, Magical Kingdom of Dreams. That's not what this is. There's a reason why Governor DeSantis has played this so well when he said Disney will pay its debts and they will follow the law like everybody else and they will have to pay more in our state because we're not going to allow them to indoctrinate our children anymore. That's why so many people were proud of him when he stood up for children in Florida, including standing up to Disney in Orlando.
Governor, Disney has responded to your law stripping them of their special tax status, claiming that the statute reads, quote, "The state of Florida pledges it will not limit or alter the rights of the district until all such bonds, together with interest thereon, are fully met and discharged." Governor, they claim that means Florida taxpayers are going to be on the hook for about $1 billion because of your decision. So could this end up backfiring on the people of Florida?
Yeah, no, Disney will pay its debts. Disney will, for the first time, actually live under the same laws as everybody else in Florida. Imagine that.
So you say their characterization of the statute is inaccurate?
Yeah, so...
is that what your attorneys are telling you?
Right. So the legislature did it starting next June because there's going to be additional legislative action. We've contemplated that. We know what we're going to do. And so stay tuned. That'll all be apparent. The bonds will be paid by Disney. They will be paying taxes, probably more taxes. They will follow the laws that every other person has to do. And they will no longer have the ability to run their own government.
I love, by the way that Governor DeSantis has described this. I'm not going to be bullied. We're going to treat them like everybody else. They're not going to get all this special info, special perks, special world that they get to live in while they're attacking and indoctrinating our children. We're not going to allow it to happen. And I love it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just look at a bigger picture when it comes to Florida, and this goes back to the issue of leadership, and it's not just about Disney. It's about standing up for families. Families can succeed in places like Florida because the state has decided to allow families to be able to operate and to thrive, and for businesses and small business and family business to thrive so people can take care of their families. Did you know that business is booming in Florida? And not just because everybody's trying to leave the liberal states. It's because Florida has actually decided to listen to the citizens and give them what they need to succeed. Great example. Florida just posted a $21.8 billion budget surplus. That is a state record. Imagine that, folks. A state with no income tax and a homestead credit on resident property taxes and a $21.8 billion surplus, a state record, because you have a governor who has decided to put families first instead of the government first. He's decided to put families first instead of the corporations first. And this happening while we're in a recession. I go back to what a recession actually means. It's a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activities, quote, are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. Quote, the country is in the depths of a recession. The U.S. economy shrank 0.9% in the second quarter after a 1.6% drop in the first 3 months. So what does the media do and everybody else? They just redefine what a recession is. They just change the meaning altogether so that you don't even know what it means. But you have a governor right now that is moving a state forward and standing up for families and standing up to Disney. That's why people love him. And he should be inspiring you to realize, don't give these guys your money. It's a very weird world that we live in. And what I mean by that is I have a lot of people that I know very well that are still taking their kids to Disney. And they say, well, we're limiting, you know, and watching what they're watching. Are you really? Are you honestly watching what they're watching? Are you going to be able to catch every time they put this LGBTQIA propaganda in your kid's face? Are you going to be watching every time a cartoon character goes shopping in a store and happens to be on the tampon aisle and a dude says, I wear the ones or I use the ones with wings? Are you going to be there every time that the new trans storyline pops up in front of your children? And the entire time that's happening, you're actually paying for it. Right? I mean, you are. You're paying for it. You're literally paying for it. You're saying, here are my dollars. Please turn my children against me. Here are my values. Please turn my values against me. And what DeSantis is saying is, we're not going to subsidize this anymore.
Which they're the only corporation in all of Florida, the only entity in all of Florida that has the ability to run their own government and do this.
So you guys are going to have to pay the bills for the police, the firefighters.
No, so that's the thing. People, their taxes they pay to Reedy Creek, they're paying themselves. They are Reedy Creek. It's a fiction. They are paying money to run their operations. They will continue paying money to run their operations. And that'll be true if the state is in charge of a district, if it's dissolved to the locals. It doesn't matter. That is going to continue to happen. And so all of this is, you know, some people are saying, oh, Disney's going to do so well, they're going to get a tax break. If they would get a massive tax break out of dissolving Reedy Creek, they would have gotten this done decades ago. I mean, that's just the reality. It doesn't pass the laugh test.
Governor, I think it was the New York Times in a piece about you and a lot of this today. said that, look, the original mission of Disney early on thought was to settle Disney World in St. Louis. That was the original thought for Disney World. And so they're like, why not announce a five-year plan to move Disney World in response to you to St. Louis or to Atlanta or Jared Polis in Colorado? Governor Polis said, bring it on to Colorado. We'll welcome you with open arms. What if you're the governor that drove Disney out?
You want to bet that they will not move it out of Florida? I would be willing to bet a lot of money. And, it probably cost $500 billion to do that. So literally.
So you think that's a lot of big talk?
They need, yeah, of course it is. They're in Florida. They have huge investments here.
But where does this end with you and Disney? How is this? What's the next step?
Simply ends with them being treated the same as every other company in Florida. They're going to follow laws. They're not going to have their own government. They're going to pay their debts, pay their taxes, and it's fine. I want them to do it. I saved tens of thousands of jobs in Orlando. If you had a governor like in California, these people would have lost their jobs because Disneyland was closed for over a year. I got them back. In fact, I wanted them back earlier than they did. I did it because I cared about the people's jobs and their livelihoods. But in the process of doing that, we made Disney millions and millions of dollars because we had sensible policies during COVID. And so that's just the reality. So I want everyone to do well, but I am not comfortable having one company with their own government and special privileges when that company has pledged itself to attacking the parents in my state. When that company...
Listen to this. I am not comfortable with this company having this type of power when they are attacking the families in my state. And listen to this crowd in Orlando, Florida erupt.
Attacking the parents in my state. When that company has very high up people talking about injecting pansexualism into programming for young kids, it's wrong. Walt Disney would not want that. And so get back to the mission. Do what you did great. That's why people love the company, and you've lost your way. Maybe this will be the wake-up call that they need to get back on track.
Let me just tell you. You can hear the audience there. You can hear what he had to say. And he's right. Get back to the mission. You know, when he says there, this is not what Walt Disney used to be, he is right. And now they've become an activist organization whose entire job is to turn your child into an individual that hates your values. Why would you pay someone to do that? Why? Right? Why? Why on earth would you pay someone to do that? Every month. On auto pay, it doesn't make any sense. And so when you sit there and you say to yourself, oh, well, you know, I think that, you know, I can monitor what Disney's doing to my kids, or I'm going to be looking at this, right? You're wrong. You are wrong. They are getting in every hardcore lefty debate. You go back to reimagining tomorrow, and you look at these people that are now running Disney, and this is what they are saying from their corporate headquarters. This is the Disney executive producer talking about how excited she is about what they're doing at Disney right now. Listen.
Yeah, I identify as like a biromantic asexual. I've had a lot of learning and growing about myself this year, kind of facilitated by how comfortable I felt on the Proud Family and with my immediate team at Disney TVA. And so it's just sort of like this creative dissonance between my personal experience where I feel so safe and so supported. I mean, like, I wasn't like in the closet, but like, I'm real out now, but like, and outside of my team, outside of TVA, it's just, it feels like the things that we believe that we're trying to put into the shows are not what we're seeing in the real world. And yeah, it leaves you in a weird space. I'm still thinking, like, I want to use my content to like go deeper, like talk about how non-monolithic the LGBTQ+ community as an asexual as an asexual. Like, it's just like, I feel like a lot of people don't know what that is. I have to like have a dissertation ready at any given time. I want to like add the pockets of the LGBTQ community that you don't see. I was like, I want to get like gay advanced. And then I realized like, oh, she needs to go back to like gay 101. Like, so it's like,
I mean, you hear this. These are the people working there. This is how fired up they are right now. Right? This is the ball game for them. Indoctrinate your kids. Put the trans people out there and make it normal. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.